DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just getting ready to catch a flight and head to D.C.
Bizarre story you have here, man.
Yeah.
So you think your dad died when you were 2 years old?
I was told several different stories. I was told that he died when I was two. I was told that he died before I was born. My grandma won't talk to me about it. My mom, you know, she says that he died before I was born. My aunt, she says that he died when I was two. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about him. I don't know really much of anything.
Wow. How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay.
Did you already have an idea in your head because it was different stories being told to you by different family members that something wasn't right about it?
Yeah, and you know, I never really asked too much because I have such a great stepdad who I'm kind of afraid to offend in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I ask about my other dad in front of him, it's kind of like I feel like I'm going to make him feel like he's not doing a good job.
I can understand
that.
Mm-hmm. I want to go through the history here a little bit. Your stepdad came along when you were how old?
I think he came along when I was around four.
Okay, so he really is the father that you knew. So you weren't asking about your dad before that.
Right.
All right, so as far as you were concerned, this is your father. And mm-hmm. at what point did they tell you that this is your stepdad and this is not your natural father?
You know, I really can't even recall when they told me that. It's always kind of been like, it seems like I've always known he was my stepfather
mm-hmm.
since I was little, so mm-hmm. I'm guessing, you know, since I met him, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So if you thought that your dad was dead and you have this great stepdad, what sparks the interest in knowing if he's alive or not? I mean, how did the whole question come up?
Well, just recently I went and visited my grandma, and we had plans all the time to go, every time I go down there, to go see my dad's gravesite, but it always seems, you know, as his son, that's kind of important to me. I want to visit that spot, you know, I want to mm-hmm. see that he's really not here, you know, and every time that ever comes up, it's like there's something else going on, or we don't ever make mm-hmm. it, or we're too busy, it made me kind of ask more questions, and the more different stories I got, the more curious I got about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I really have never, I pretty much have taken people's words for it until just recently, so.
So you've never seen a headstone or a gravesite for your dad?
The only thing I've ever seen or know about my dad is a picture, that's it.
So when you started getting curious, you know, you get the hints here from grandma that maybe it's not accurate. When you went to your mom, what did she tell you?
Well, she stands by pretty much what she's told me my whole life, is that my dad was killed in California when I was, before I was born. And basically, he was, well, I'm trying not to get choked up, I'm sorry, that basically he was murdered by a friend of his. They got into an argument about a girl, and that kind of led something further. And so I kind of believed that my whole life. I mean, that was fact to me.
It seems like everything's online. So if you did like a simple Google or a Bing search, that you'd be able to at least look up some of the details on what happened, you know, that would collaborate. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
The story.
Corroborate.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did, too, and I can't find death records. I can't find anything that says that he's dead. And actually, when I did a Google search, I found that it said that he was living in Pittsford, California. He's 46 years old, that he had an address and a phone number, and it had all of his siblings on there, so possible siblings, Molly, Levi, Christina, and that was – what's that?
I was just saying, wow.
Now we're all kind of surprised.
Is it possible that your mom also truly believes that story? That she's not telling you a fabricated story, that that story was told to her and she really believes it too?
Possibly, but, you know, that's what my aunt says. That's what my grandma says. So, I mean,
I think if it's the father of my child, I would want my child to see the gravesite and everything. And just like a birth certificate, there are official death certificates. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you couldn't find any records. So,
well, there's so many different levels of this thing to be like emotional about and curious about, because if it turns out not to be true, now you've got this whole line of deception sort of behind you with the people that you do know. Mm-hmm. You also have questions about yourself. You know, me and my dad had a disconnection for a very long time, and I found a lot of comfort in when we finally got back in with each other on why I do certain things the way I do them, from what he told me about himself. You don't have that.
Right.
So you're looking for closure in one area, but if you get closure in one area, it's going to open up a whole bunch of wounds in another area.
Yeah, it'll definitely rock my world if he's still alive.
Wow. So if you have all the names and you found the address and you found the phone number, then what's the story? Why don't you just pick up the phone or go to the house or start talking to some of the relatives that you already have the names for?
When I did the search, it said it didn't give the address. You have to pay for the address. And then when I was talking to my friend, my buddy was sitting right next to me, and he said that a lot of times when you pay for that, they really don't have anything at all. So it's better to get somebody else to do it who
it's professional.
Can actually find that stuff, you know?
So, I would agree with that.
Not getting duped on the internet.
Good morning, Julie. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bert. I just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
And I think that he should leave it alone. I think, I had a similar situation with my parents, and I've got a stepdad, and, you know, my grandparents had different stories about him, my aunt had different stories about him, and they were all pretty negative. And I think if your mom doesn't want you to know, maybe that's a good reason. Maybe you should just leave it alone.
Could you live with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. My stepdad is great.
I can't.
I couldn't.
There's too much there pointing that it's possible that he's alive.
If he's out there, you can't, because then it's always in the back of your mind. Is he the guy ringing you up at Kroger? Is he the guy you know, you just passed walking through the mall or whatever?
Or my questions would be, does he know about you?
Yeah.
Like, what was he told that happened to you? Does he know that you're out there and you have heard this story, or was he forbidden to ever get in touch with you? Was, you know, what was the reason for the split? I mean, just so many questions. What does he know about you?
I'd have to know.
That's another thing. What I'm leaning more towards believing is that it's possible that maybe, because I know that before everything happened, that he did get put in jail for, I'm not sure what it was, I think possibly drugs. So I think that it's very possible that he might have actually committed the crime, and they just don't want me to know about it.
But how are you sure about the story about the drugs?
See, that's true too. I don't know.
But I mean, where did you told. Who would tell you? Who told you that?
My mom.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's almost damned if he does, damned if he doesn't here. Because how do you live with all these questions? Mm-hmm. But if he pursues it and he gets the right answer and his dad's still alive, then he's got a whole different set of reasons to be on a therapist's couch.
Yeah, I think. And does his stepdad know the real story?
Damn.
Because the thing is, I mean, if somebody's going to go to that extreme to lie on something so important, they're protecting something.
Right.
You know, so it's getting down to the reason that all your family had lied to you if you find out that he's alive.
Hey, Mike, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I just met my biological father when I was 32. I just turned 33. Mm-hmm. And I was lied to my whole life because when I was younger, I was abused. And my dad tried to get custody of me because my mom's ex-boyfriend was abusing me when I was little. Mm. And she kept moving from place to place, and everybody kept telling me, you know, my dad was dead and this and that. Well, in 2005, before my grandmother passed away, she told me, she said, Mike, you need to know the truth. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
And she told me that my dad was alive and I had a sister. Well, my wife and I was looking for him and everything. And then last year on my birthday, my father sent me an email on MySpace and said, you know, are you Vernon Talby? And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, I'm your father.
Wow.
That's soap opera stuff right there.
Seriously.
Grandma on her deathbed says.
And I said, well, you know, and I told him, you know, and I asked him, I was like, well, why did you leave me? You know, why weren't you there? And he said, you know, I tried to get custody of you and stuff. And my stepfather actually told me, he said, you know, go. You know, he said, you need to know the truth. And my father was like, well, you know, he flew me to Texas because that's where he lives. And he said, you know, I have all this information that proves to you, you know, that I didn't leave you. I mean, he had court documents where he tried to get custody of me and stuff.
Wow.
And my biggest word of advice to you is do what your heart tells you to do. I mean, me and my biological father now, we have a great relationship. We talk at least 2 or 3 times a week on the phone.
Wow.
You know, my mom and I, our relationship's kind of rocky because I found out the truth. You know, but that's still my mom. You know, I still love her, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's always going to be that question in the back of your mind. If you don't do it, you know, what if? And you don't want to, you know, grow up. I mean, I'm 33 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to grow up saying, you know, what if? You know, why wasn't he there? I mean, did he not want me? And that's what I thought my whole life because I had a lot of anger issues growing up.
I bet. I am fascinated by the power of parenting.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It shapes your entire life.
Regardless if you're in their life or not in their life, as a parent, you have to know that that child is so connected to you for the rest of their life.
No need to put you on hold because we have all your info, but we'll have Blue Dog get in touch with you, and you can get aggressive with this if you want or don't, you know? I mean, this is pretty serious stuff, and you're going to go through an emotional roller coaster here, so I don't want to push you into something for the good of the radio, you know? So take your time with it, and when you're ready to pursue it, let us know, or Blue Dog will let us know, and we'll get some answers from you, or at least start to try to get some answers for you.
All right, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right.
All right, good luck traveling.
Sorry you have to go through this, though, but...
Yeah, it sucks.
You've got to get answers, though.
Yeah, totally.
You got to. I did. Thank you.
All right, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Alrighty, guys.
Bye-bye.
And we haven't even talked about when he has a family.
Yeah.
And what he's going to tell his children about their grandparents.
Right?
You know?
The one thing that just keeps coming back to me is what we brought up initially is that the more answers he gets, if they're true, then the more alienation he's going to feel to the people that have been lying to him all these years. So he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Depending on why they were lying.
Because
if he finds his dad and doesn't like what he sees, then he may understand why his family lied to him.
Like why they were trying to protect him.
You're on The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive
sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Here's Demi Lovato.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
She's going to be at Phillips Arena tonight. The headliner.
Gwinnett.
Yeah.
It's Gwinnett. Yeah. Gwinnett. Yeah, the headliner tonight.
Yes.
This is cool.
I'm really excited. I'm like, it's still surreal to me. Last summer I came here with the Jonas Brothers, not headlining.
Right.
And now I'm headlining. It's crazy.
What is the difference now? I mean, I know obviously you come on second and all, but is there like a different respect you get backstage now? Like, I'm the headliner, okay.
You would think. No, I'm just kidding.
But no.
No. There's not really any difference. I mean, I just go on later.
Yeah, other than that, same attitude.
I mean, yeah.
But it's more prestige. I mean, yeah. That's where you want to be as an artist, right?
Yeah, I got a ping pong table.
Okay,
sweet. Comes on the road with us. It's like a headliner thing, right?
Is that what you asked for when they're like, what do you want? You're like,
No, I was actually like... my manager was like that. He was like, your dressing room needs life or something. Like, get a ping pong table. I was like, okay.
Here's Kennedy. She's been holding on for like 10 minutes. She can't wait to say hi to you. Hey, Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Is this really Demi Lovato?
Yes.
Seriously?
I promise.
How can Demi prove it to you that it's really her?
You have... Okay, where is Benny from?
She doesn't believe me.
No, she doesn't.
Sunny is from Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh, it's really you.
That's adorable.
You could have Googled that.
If you could choose a life, would it be Demi Lovato or would it be Sunny from Wisconsin going to So Random and accomplishing her dream?
That is a solid question.
That's
right
there. That's a really good question. I've actually never been asked that before. I think that I would choose my life as Demi Lovato because I wouldn't trade it with anybody's. Really, really happy with my life. It's really awesome.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100 with Demi Lovato.
I promise it's me.
I have a Twitter, and I was just wondering, like, do you, like, see those and read those and stuff like that?
I do. You know what? I see so many. Like, I've had people, like, actually, I got one this morning. It was like a girl that was really mad at me. She's like, why don't you ever reply to me? I'm so mad at you. I'm not your fan anymore. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've ever seen you like Twitter me. Like, I had no idea. I felt really bad. And I'm always on my BlackBerry when I reply to people. And it won't let me reply to people. Like, sometimes it'll say that the name is like non-existent, but it is.
What is Saturday's tweet that today was amazing, hopping into bed with a big smile on my face because I haven't been this happy in a long time mean?
Because I'm really, really happy with my life right now.
Was like, there something specific on Saturday, or you just realized it?
I had a really great show. I, like, fell on stage, but it was awesome because I couldn't stop laughing. And it was one of those moments where, like, everybody in the audience, like, laughed with me. And I just instantly connected to every single person in the audience. And I know what you're getting at, though.
What?
But
I was going to ask if he wasn't. So it's coming after one way or the other.
it was a really great show.
Yeah. So it's part of
this. Do you have a Twitter?
I do.
What's your Twitter? You should, like, follow me.
I think I might be already. I think once we knew that
really?
We were doing this, I think
yeah.
I might be. Yeah.
Really?
That's a little creepy, though, for a guy my age to be following you. I got to be honest with you. So hey, probably after. Like,
it's cool because you're like a radio DJ.
Yeah, that's the only excuse.
Yeah, sure. It's totally cool for radio DJs to follow teenage girls on the internet. It's that's totally awesome.
Strictly professional. Is part of this happiness? Does this have anything
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
That's really cool. How many followers do you have?
I like yours, too.
Thanks.
You have a lot of boys following you. Are you dating anybody these days that's making you so happy?
No, I'm really good friends with people.
So there's no guy that's part of the equation that's bringing you to this elevated level of happiness?
You have, like, you meet people and you have really good friends and they tend to make you really, really happy.
Did you talk?
What I'm hearing is yes, no.
It's always best to keep something private just because, it's always best to keep things private, but sometimes you're just so happy that you can't help it.
Yeah.
And then you get in trouble.
Okay. You've been around this block a few times.
Well said.
What I have between people is between me and those people.
Okay. That's a very good answer.
Thank you.
That is very good. I like your shirt too.
What is the best advice that Selena or Miley has given you?
Selena's given me a lot of advice. She's given me... I was having a really hard time with my schedule, just getting used to, like, touring on weekends and doing the show during the week and, like, flying to New York on the weekend, you know, coming back and forth and really not having time for a personal life. And I came to her one time. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm really working hard and I'm getting so tired. She's like, then don't be afraid to, like, say, hey, like, I need a day off. And once I learned that, now I realize how she keeps up with, like, her busy schedule and, like, still is sane because she's, like, she has one of the biggest hearts in the world and she's, like, got the best head on her shoulder. Mm-hmm. And she's really, really great with kids. Like, every single time that we meet fans, she's, like, goes out of her way to talk to the kids and stuff like that. So she's, like, just watching her, I think, because we've been best friends for, like, literally a decade now. Mm-hmm. I think that being able to watch an example of, like, what I want to, you know, I don't know. She's, like, in a way, my role model. Like, I want to be like her in a sense, like the way that she treats her fans, the way that she's kept a pretty personal life. I think I've learned more from watching the two of them than I have from, you know, getting advice from them. Because when we hang out, we're not like, okay, let's give career advice. Like, it's not really what we talk about.
We're going to break off into discussion groups now.
Yeah.
Right. How old were you when you started writing songs?
I was 10 years old. I'd always liked to write poetry and stuff when I was, like, 8 and stuff, but then I didn't turn them into songs until I was 10.
What is an 8 or a 10-year-old, like, right? Like, what life experience
you
are you drawing
surprised.
From? Yeah, tell us.
No. I know you.
Hard
no,
questions are done.
I wrote a song about all the seasons one time.
Oh, really?
Aww,
yep, and all the holidays and the seasons. I was inspired by The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You want to sing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Fine. Let's do it.
Gosh, wait. You kind of threw me off guard. Like, I'm not really prepared or anything.
You don't have to.
No. Well, how many of you guys know a song called La La Land? Oh, yay. Well, then let's sing that one. I am confident, but I still have my moments, baby. That's just me. And I'm not a supermodel. I still eat McDonald's, baby. That's just me.
Come on.
Well, some may say I need to be afraid of losing everything. Because of where I had my start and where I made my name. Well, everything's the same in the La La Land machine. And who says I can't wear my Converse with my dress? Well, baby,
Things the same in the La La Land. Tell me, do you feel the way I feel? 'Cause nothing else is real in the La La Land.
Pressure there, trying to like clap as she was doing the song because I don't have any rhythm.
I do that sometimes, like in concerts. I'll be like, put your hands together in the middle of the song, and like in the middle, like they get like
they totally
yeah. I'm like, never mind, guys, put your hands down. It's all good.
Tell us about Here We Go Again. It's out on July 21st. Do I have that right?
My new single Here We Go Again is out July 21st. I mean, no, my album is out July 21st. My single has already come out. It's on iTunes, so please check it out.
You guys put your hands together for Demi. She's going to be here for a little while and signing autographs for you guys. And she's got a busy, busy schedule, and she came out just to hang out with you guys. So thanks a lot for hanging out this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Seriously. It's been so much fun.
Anytime you're in Atlanta, please come on by.
Duh.
All right.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, let's be totally honest. If this call was going the other way around here, we probably wouldn't even take it.
I know. I said, when you say get your man or whatever, I was like, yeah. And then I thought, no, see, if it was a 50-something-year-old dude going after a little 20-something-year-old female, I'd be like, gross.
Pervy. Yeah. Yeah. But in this case, it's a woman going for
it
a younger
It seems more empowering when there's a woman doing it.
Well, mm-hmm. It does seem that there's a bell curve of interest in sexuality that starts much younger for men and gets better as women get older. Like, we should make sure that, you know, like if you had a pie chart and one started on the left and the other started on the right and they had to cross where mm-hmm. you, like, actually meet, I wonder what ages those would be. Like, where women are at their peak and men are at their peak. Because I'm guessing for men, it's in their 20s or early 30s. And I'm guessing for women, it's a lot closer to 40 or 50.
Are you talking about, like, sexual peak?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I don't even think dudes are... Yeah, I think it's proven that dudes are in their sexual peak, like, at 20. 19 and 20.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah, 30s, you're, yeah, put us out to pasture. It's over at that point. And I think women, don't they peak in like their early 40s, right?
Something like that. And I think,
I don't know what's proven, but it's just interesting where they, where those two would meet.
I think it's also, there's got to be a correlation to, and sexual confidence, because a woman doesn't have confidence in her sexuality till she's in her 30s. So for that, for her to just start, you know, out the gate in her 30s, realizing, wait a second, I'm going to take control of this, mm-hmm. then of course she's going to peak higher.
And I think it's more about desire. Desire changes from 20s to 30s. Totally.
In what way?
Like for men just, or for women?
For women. It just increases more. Like, you don't want to do it as much in your 20s as, well, I'm experiencing. But you know what I mean? Like, I just really do think it changes. And I don't necessarily think it has to do with confidence or who you're with or experience or whatever. I really think that there's something chemical.
You don't think that it's like, I mean, women basically have been told their entire lives that you're supposed to be virgins and you're supposed to feel guilty about your sexuality, and then in your 30s you just feel, you don't think that you just become more comfortable with, like, I'm not a hoe because I enjoy sex.
I'm sure it comes along with it, that confidence I'm sure helps, but I think it is physical. I think it's based in your body.
Yeah,
you agree with that?
No, but I think it's a combination of both. I mean, but we just both present our points. Mm-hmm. I think women's sexuality is so attached to their mind that if you're not free in your head, you're not going to be free with your body. Right.
Yeah, but you're free in your head as a woman when you get married. Because then all of a sudden, you go from not being supposed to do it until you get married. And then when you get married, you're supposed to be an expert at it. So I think all of that guilt or shame or whatever it is about sexuality goes away when you're married. But I'm saying it still changes as you get older.
Hey, Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, can you hold on 1 second for me?
Certainly.
Okay, and when we put you back on, I'm going to need you to talk a little bit louder, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to do things in reverse order here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to get Bridget on yet because there's a dude online, too, that even before we talk to Bridget, thinks he's the early 20-year-old something.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
Bridget may be stalking this weekend.
Hey, what's going on? I'm in my 20s, and I know that all the older ladies want me. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Cougar Slayer. Welcome to my lair.
That.
Here is Joe the Cougar Slayer. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, and you're on the voice disguiser, so nobody can recognize your voice.
Handsome.
So we haven't even had Bridget on yet, but you are pretty sure that you are the young 20-year-old something that our 50-something wants to hook up with this weekend.
I've talked to a lot of my friends about this, and everybody says I should go for it, but I think it's kind of awkward. I've never been with anybody that old, and I mean, she's a good-looking lady, and I don't know how often this happens. If this would be, I don't know if she would call up a radio station to talk about it, but she's extremely interested in me, and I don't know if this happens to a lot of people.
Now, how old are you?
22.
You're 22, and the 50-something-year-old woman is exactly how old?
I believe she's 52.
And how did you guys meet in the first place?
Work.
Okay.
So your coworkers?
Is she like your principal?
Is she your boss?
No, I'm her boss.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's an interesting layer. This is going to be fun.
Now, don't you have the concerns that all guys can have that women are just sexualizing them in order to advance her career?
I'm pretty sure she isn't. 99% sure.
Did she come on to you, or did you flirt with her first?
I can't really remember.
But you think she's hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's your engaging personality that drew her into you?
He's on the radio and nervous and stuff.
What?
So, is there a chance that this is going to happen this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't want it to be like... Like, I kind of at first wanted to do it just because I'd be like, you know, guys have records of how many people they've been with or what the oldest and youngest. And I don't know if I would want to do it for that reason and then feel bad afterwards.
It's almost, you know, he brings up a really good point. I want to mention this to women that you don't know about guys. Jeff, back me on this.
Go.
But I think that dudes have sort of like a mental trophy case when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
That... Each and every experience is that you have, you sort of put on your mental trophy case. So if you're a black dude and you hooked up with a white girl, that goes on your mental trophy case. If you're 22 years old and you hook up with – you have a one-night stand after a night at Five Paces, one-night stand is your goes in your mental trophy case. If you're 22 years old, you're sort of looking for somebody older because you don't have that trophy yet. And now that it's here, he may be able to put that in his trophy.
It's like a giant, it's a giant game of Zelda. You're collecting the swords, you're collecting the gems, you're collecting the,
the
bow and arrow. And once you get it all, then you get to slay the master dragon.
See, and I think for women, we put you in the category of, I can't believe I did that, or I'd go back and do that again.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yes. Agreed.
So, Joe, what is the, how old is the oldest woman that you have ever been with?
31, and that was last year.
Oh, you're crushing that record.
Yeah.
And you said you're already physically attracted to her, so that part doesn't scare you at all.
No.
Is the awkwardness mainly from her age, or the are you working together?
A little bit of both. I guess I've had experiences before with work where it really went bad. And I don't want that to happen again. But once she's so, well, I don't want to say old, but older than me, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't start drama.
Mm. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to put you on hold. Well, let me ask you two more things. Your office is in what county?
I don't know what county it is, but it's
How do you not know what county?
Up 985.
Okay, that's all we need. I'm just trying to get a fact to figure out if this is the woman that you think it is.
So, if it's not, and we don't come back to you, and you do have this relationship, just make sure you're safe so you don't get any STDs like arthritis or Alzheimer's or anything.
Come on now, man. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, Joe, because either way, we want to talk to you next week, because even if Bridget is not the woman, you still have a story to tell.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so hold on one sec, okay?
Have a good weekend.
Don't go any, go get your Jaguar.
go get God.
What if
go get your git.
What if he you're a 22 year old and you hook up with a cougar like that, you know, or a Jaguar or whatever, lioness or whatever we're calling her, and he has some erectile dysfunction problems with her.
She's gonna be like,
he's the one who can't perform.
She'll be like, oh well, back to Johnny's Hideaway. Same thing there.
All right, so this can go in a couple of different ways. Either Bridget is the woman, and then we get to put them both on the air together at the same time here,
right?
Or she's not, and we get two stories on Monday.
Two different stories, right?
Hey, Bridget?
Yes.
Did anything that dude just said, Joe, the Jaguar Slayer, say anything that makes you think that you are the Jaguar that he wants to slay this weekend?
Well, I don't work with him because I don't work off of 985.
Okay.
I do live off of 985, but I work in Atlanta.
Okay, so it's not the same thing because
cool. Now we have
Joe
two stories.
Like, right, because Joe's hooking up with his boss, so it's not the same. All right, so what's your story then, Bridget?
Well, actually, I kind of go to a regular place that I hang out at, and a lot of the young boys, I guess I'll say, are always hitting on me. And lately here, I've been very frustrated and dissatisfied with guys my own age that I've managed to hook up with. And I'd say it was my own bad taste and my own poor judgment. However, not too long ago, I dated a 34-year-old. Probably, I don't know, we kept something going for about 3 years. And I kept breaking up with him because of his age, not because he was immature or anything. I just, you know, kind of felt, hey, I can't give you a family. I'm not going to have any more kids, da-da-da-da, you know? And I kind of figured he needed to meet some girls his own age, too. However, the, you know, the one-time thing or whatever, as far as that hurting a girl's feelings from what he said, oh, a lady my age, no, it won't. If he's going to put a trophy up on us, we'd be the Grammy. But I'm just, I don't know. I'm thinking this is, like, so wrong to be thinking this. And I think this because one of the kids hitting on me happens to be one of my best friend's son. And he got a bit carried away about a week ago and leaned over me at the bar. And I mean leaned over me. All his 21-year-old glory and all. Pretty much stayed there until he knew he'd get a reaction out of me. And I just managed to say something to him. And I said, I said, you keep that up and I'm going to end up scooping you up and taking you home with me. And he just looked at me with this devilish grin and just says, well, I bet you could teach me something.
Ew, but this is your you say this is your boyfriend's son?
It's my best friend's son.
Best friend's son. All right, that's it.
And I was real tempted at that point. He's a doll.
But you've known him since he was in diapers, I bet.
So I'm thinking to myself, I've really got to meet some guys that are my age that actually don't just talk and think about it, that can actually perform.
Mm-hmm.
However, in listening to y'all earlier, yeah, I think men at about the age of 40, they start to decline in that area. I don't know if it's because they just don't care or they get too tired or if it's just their body parts just don't seem to work the same. However, women, I'd say, yeah, between 40 and 45, they do hit their sexual peak. And that's, I don't know, that's wrong. That is wrong. Whoever designed that did it really backwards. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, do I need to get advice from the listeners on some other places to go, and or do I need to consider taking advantage of what I can?
I don't know. Maybe I'm more liberal in my thinking. I just don't think it's a big deal. You're a 50-year-old woman or whatever. You want to hook up with a young 22-year-old something. You want to get a need filled, so do it.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Really?
Why?
Just talking about where to pick up young boys on this Michael Jackson kind of tribute day.
Come on.
Just makes me uneasy.
Well, we're not talking young boys that aren't adults.
I know. Just being funny.
Yeah. You're talking about consenting adult who's how old again? 22?
Well, there's one that hits on me that's 21, another one that's 22, and one other that's 23.
Wow.
Oh, you should compare them.
My friend's son, I definitely can't go there.
Yeah, I agree.
No, stay away.
That would totally screw up a good friendship. Amongst other things, being if he's a virgin, and I won't do that either.
Oh, no.
If you're a virgin, virginity.
If you're a virgin, you're like 22 years old, and you hook up with a 50-something.
No,
that is like
no.
It's a little bit like never picking up a bat, and the first time you play a baseball game, you're trying to hit against John Smoltz.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what it was about the word virgin that made all of us turn into like a World Cup soccer match audience.
Go! Let him lose his virginity to somebody his own age.
There's got to be some men out there that can still perform. I mean, I'm convinced that there are.
Well, if you're worried about that, don't pick the virgin.
Hold on, I think I found one for you. Hold on. Hey, good morning, Ralph. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. Hey. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, Ralph, Bridget is 50 years old, and she says, there aren't any old dudes that can keep up with her anymore.
Oh, man, she's hooking up with the wrong guys.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 61, baby, and I'm still going strong.
Ralph, you go get you some, Ralph.
Go get your Jaguar. Are you a married guy?
Yeah, she's got me pinned down, but I'm telling you, it's, you know, literally. Everybody says when you get older, once a hey, baby, every night.
See, you know what? Wow. That's why he's still married.
Probably so.
Right?
Is it still at the point
she's
where you're
happy.
Like, is she like, leave me alone already? It's been 20 years. Would you just leave me alone?
He's 11 years younger than I am, and she's after it too. I just got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But I tell you, I got a beautiful woman, but I've been with her for 14 years, and we knew each other for a long time. But I was single for a long, long time, and you know, everybody kept telling you, well, you're going to reach your peak. You're going to reach your peak. I said, hey, dude, I don't know what's going on. I said, but I'm not ready. You know, it's not happening. And it's just, and I know a lot of my friends are the same way. They keep talking about, well, what are they talking about, sexual peak? And I said, I don't know. I said, just forget it. They must be talking to someone else in a different country.
He's ready to go. See, so they're out there, but.
So where do they go? Where do they go, Ralph?
I don't know. He's gone. Well, he's married.
Most of the people at my age, that at least some of the good ones, they're married and still married if they're definitely still performing.
Yeah, I think that's the problem that you're going to run into is that most people in their 50s and 60s are probably coupled. And if not, they're over at Johnny's Hideaway.
Exactly.
You need to go get yourself a young guy. Go trolling this weekend for some young guy and tell us about it on Monday. Go, you know that's what you want to do.
I just wanted to make sure. I know I think it's wrong, but then again, I'm beginning to think it's not so wrong after all.
It would be wrong if you went after your best friend's son.
Yes,
for
that
sure.
Would be
or
for
the
sure.
Virgin.
That would be so wrong.
And not the virgin, so.
Leave virgin! The virgin!
This is The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Atlanta Ghost Hunters are here. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? You doing all right?
It's been a busy morning.
Yes, indeed.
There's a weird texture to having you guys in here. But this is the day you normally are in here. We didn't go like, hey, what can we do for the Michael Jackson thing? Right. You know what? People would be talking about death. Let's call the Ghost Hunters. I mean, that would be dumb.
It would be.
You are scheduled to come in today.
Yes, sir.
It's the last Friday of every month. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's your latest weather.
Whoa.
Hey.
And Al Roker.
Did you guys
hear that?
Yay.
Did you guys just hear the ghost of Al Roker? So where'd you guys stop this week?
Well, this month, we did a follow-up on the investigation that we actually did last month, the murder that took place back in 1995. I've had a whole bunch of stuff going on back in back in my life, so we kind of didn't get to do a whole lot of investigations this month. But we did do a follow-up on the investigation that that we did last month, where there was a female that was murdered back in 1995, still unsolved crime. And we went back to the house, and we also went back to the location where her body was found.
Oh, can you quickly refresh my memory on that one?
Yeah, it was a murder took place back in 1995 in Roswell.
Okay.
Several months went by, body was missing. It was discovered 3 months later, and off in some woods. And we went back after, 14 years. You know, the family contacted us. They started having some people contacting them saying that they needed to kind of, you know, bring the body back up and kind of reinvestigate this entire thing.
Because these people had had some dreams or something,
exactly.
Right? Some really vivid dreams from separate people.
That's right.
Who random. Who Absolutely. Contacted the family on the same day saying, you need to look back into this investigation.
Okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
So we went back. And if you recall, that was the one where we actually heard the screams right outside the window.
Mm-hmm.
Right outside
right.
the window, we heard distinct three screams. So we went back to investigate the property. And again, we got more stuff. This one is very much like a progression with other investigations that we've done, is as you go back, they start talking more and more and more, and they realize why you're there and that you can hear them. And this was, I believe, one of those cases, because it's starting to get a little bit clearer now than it was on our first investigation. So one of the first clips that we're going to play is, we know that her father died in the same house several years prior to her actually passing away. And one of the questions we asked is your father John with you? Hmm. And you'll hear a man respond back, I'm here.
Oh. Ooh.
That's the first it's one
John.
You have on your list?
John.
Oh, John, okay.
Angela, does your dad, John, does he come visit you here?
Now, if you'll play the zoomed in, you'll hear, it says John zoomed, it says, I'm here.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Hello.
Exactly.
Whoa, hi.
I heard it. Let's hear it again. And you guys get to hear this better than we do in the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow. Wait, play the long one again.
Angela, does your dad, John, does he come visit you?
And again, you can hear it as I'm talking, and it's just off in the background.
I want to do it again.
Angela, does your dad, John, does he come visit you here?
Wow.
How do you train your ear to pick that stuff up? Because I think I would just blow right by that and focus on your voice, not be able to pick up the whispers.
Well, Dreema is our EVP specialist, and you really have just got to, you've got to be able to focus in on nothing but listening into the background. When you really start listening to these things, you don't even pay attention to what it is the investigators are saying. You're just listening to that hum in the background, because that's where you catch them. And then if you think you caught something, then you go back and listen, okay, what were they actually talking about just then? So again, and this is intelligent. This is something responding back, you know, that's the sounds like to me the dad's there with her. So now the next clip says me too. I'm trying to recall how this whole clip goes, so play it. But I know in the back you'll hear her say me too.
Heard it.
It's almost like I heard two things there.
Well, at the very beginning, she says, that was me. Jen can vouch for us. On ghost hunts, I don't know why stomachs growl like crazy on paranormal investigations. It just, and her stomach had just growled. And she said, that was me. And then right after that, just a few seconds later, you'll hear someone say, me too.
It was me. Yeah, I can hear it.
Me
faint,
too.
But I can hear it.
It was me.
But at the very end there?
At the very end.
Yeah. It's so faint.
It is very faint.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I knew they would. This one was captured very, very early on into the investigation, but we were in the hallway leading back to the room where she was actually, where we believe she was murdered, and it says, I knew they would.
Wow.
And we were just walking through the hallway.
Wow.
Now, there was no specific question there?
There's no. We were just walking.
What is the phrase again?
I knew they would.
I knew they would.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
That one's coming in under my radar.
So I don't know what they're responding to. And then this last one, we actually, while we were there, heard this extremely weird, like, whistle sound inside the room. We did catch it on audio, but I have absolutely no idea what this sound is, though.
My Lord, it was insane. I mean,
I hear that.
It was like, it's like,
and there was no windows. Well, obviously,
no.
You're not in the middle of a tornado.
My Lord, it was insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
wow.
And every one of us in the room heard that, and it was nobody really said it at the time until one of the guys in the room was like, "Did y'all just hear that?" So,
Lord, it was insane.
Oh yeah,
it's almost like a bird call or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely came from inside the room, which was pretty interesting.
Hmm.
So, Didn't get anything out at the site, though, where the body was found. So everything we've got so far at this point is has been inside the house.
If you guys think there's something going on in your house right now and it can't be explained, then you guys can always email. It's free for you guys. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. That's why I still think they have credibility with me, is that it's free. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not making any money off of this.
It's out of passion.
I just really quickly wanted
it's
to say
craziness.
To you.
It's
out
of
passion bit, crazy. Yeah.
What's the name of that ghost show on, is it TLC? That does a ghost show, Ghost Hunting, Ghost Hunter.
There's Ghost Hunters, there's Paranormal State, there's a whole bunch of them.
Is the Ghost Hunters? Hunters. Is he's that the one where you never hear anything?
And he's a total douche.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about Ghost Adventures.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Did I say that out loud?
You know exactly what you meant. Yeah.
I'll be getting a phone call later on today. So.
He's so dramatic. Wendy, you would love this guy because he's got that look that you like, spiky hair
that's
and everything.
Sweet. Big football-looking guy. Yeah.
I have to watch it now.
And he's so full of himself, and he's such a douche that I can't believe they gave this guy a show. And he never finds anything, like you said.
What was the one that you said before that? Ghost?
Paranormal State?
No. Ghost Hunters, I think. Yeah. That one, everyone they do at the end of it, they're like, well, we did the research here and we couldn't really find anything. It's like Melissa sniffing out virgins. Like, they claim they can do it, but the reality is...
And for nothing. Somebody who does not know anything about that explanation of my superpower, they thought, right there, that's really creepy.
Melissa the virgin sniffer.
Hey, thanks for coming in, you guys.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
This is The Bird Show.